In the verses right before our reading today, Jesus revealed that he will be betrayed by one of the 12 disciples, his chosen and closest followers. This occurs at Jesus' last Passover meal, the Last Supper, and Judas Iscariot has just left the building. In the verses immediately following today's reading, Jesus predicts Simon Peter's multiple denial of Jesus before the cock crows three more times. Then he goes on to comfort and educate the disciples, caring for their mental and emotional health, even while he must have been in turmoil himself, knowing what was about to happen. Our reading today is from the New Testament, the book of John, chapter 13, verses 31 through 35, pages 164 and 1674 and 1675. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Let's listen, for God is still speaking. Thanks be to God. This is a nice, fine morning, nice mild temperatures. Kind of, as I was talking to Lisa earlier, getting back to normal, what we're expecting for this time of the year. Though if any of you are like my mother used to be, that humid, hot weather is like her perfect zone. So she would have been hoping that that would have continued longer. Though we are nearing the end of our Easter season, there is still time for transformation, rebirth, resurrection. And this, through God's amazing grace, is actually a year-round, everyday opportunity, as transformation possibilities are endless, great and small, and everything in between. As you continue on your journey of God, eagerly searching for these opportunities, follow Jesus' teachings, our new covenant with God. Love God, and from today's reading, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Love is a human emotion we attribute to God that seems the most true or most valid to me. Love by God and for God is taught throughout Jesus' teachings and throughout the Bible. In Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 5, "As you do not know the path of the wind, or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things." To understand something or someone, we only have a human perspective, human framework, or human understanding to work with. God is beyond all that. We have all read, heard, even spoke words to describe God as jealous, angry, vengeful, disappointed. But Jesus doesn't use any of those words when describing God, his relationship with God, or our relationship with God. He uses the word love. The Bible tells us that Jesus got angry, overturning the temple, the tables in the temple, and that Jesus felt disappointed or frustrated. Sometimes his disciples' lack of understanding was a little irritating to him. Jesus felt these things as a human. But God is the epitome of unconditional love. Let's imagine what that means about God's character and about God's relationship with each of us. We are part of God's creation. We are beloved. God is not angry. God is righteous. God is not disappointed. God knows who each of us are meant to be, our true selves. And I just touched the wrong part on the screen. Sorry about that. Did that last week too. Our true selves to our core. God is not vengeful. God guides us. God catches us when we fall. God comforts our sorrows. Jesus died a horrific death and was resurrected so that as we seek reconciliation for our sins, asking for God's forgiveness as well as God's help to do better, we may be granted eternal life. Maybe we project human emotions onto God that Jesus, again, never used when describing God, because we are feeling those emotions in our relationship with God. When my brother and sister both died the same year within 8 months of each other, I was angry. Also a natural part of the grieving process. But I yelled at God about how unfair it was, how alone I felt, and what I felt from God was patience and an unspoken promise of comfort if I allowed it. Well, that frustrated me, and then I yelled at God even more. You cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. Imagine yourself in the Garden of Eden, a perfect place, a perfect world that God gave the first humans stewardship over, a tremendous act of love, which also came with a covenant. As humans, we failed then, and we keep failing. And God continues to love us, which is why the gift of reconciliation is so vital to our relationship with God and why we are offered it. That we may continue a loving relationship with God, sharing God's love with all as disciples of God. For as in today's reading, by this all will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. God is love. I give you a new commandment that you love one another just as I have loved you. I'm going out of order here a little bit because I just want to continue that. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another.